This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, week of March 30th to April the 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He'll go through the charts, the numbers, one by one we go through. You know, I was thinking to myself as I came into the studio, it seems like 5 minutes ago when we did last week's countdown, the time is going so quickly and things are changing so rapidly. So I would like you to get started by giving us an overview of the people list, the stories list, and then we'll take it apart a little bit here, a little bit there. How about that?
Yeah, maybe on the list we should put the concept of time itself, because on one level everything seems to be going quickly, and other levels it seems like forever ago that things happened. So I think the one thing I can draw from this is that we're having an issue dealing with time. Being locked up in our homes,
yeah.
our routines are off, our body clocks are off. The more things that take place, the more that distorts our view of time. I think we're all having an issue with time. Have you found yourself saying, was that yesterday or the day before?
Yeah. I find that often in my life, but I think it's been more prominently in my mind since I got back from California, actually, Michael, mm-hmm. and how I've actually been feeling physically and mentally, emotionally. There are a lot of people who are very depressed because of what you just said, being at home, being cooped up, not able to have the freedom that we are so used to, that we count on, and in fact we think it's, you know, we're entitled, and we are, but yet it's, we aren't. In a sense,
the universe doesn't owe us a living. You know, the
universe owes us nothing.
This is a stark reminder of just how fragile our institutions, our norms, our comfort happens to be. Yeah, I would say you're right that there is a growing level of depression, sadness, melancholy, and worry, and a lot of people who are prone to anxiety are off the charts with their anxiety. I'd just like to take this moment for anybody listening. Don't let your demons take control of your mind. Mm-mm. Fight them off. This is serious. Just don't. You know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yep.
Don't succumb to it, folks. Don't succumb to it. Keep a sense of humor. Be optimistic. We're going to get through this. But yeah, it is getting tough. All right, let's go through this. Number 10, we have
fear. In my mind, false expectations appearing real. Now, that's what fear is.
Yeah,
you take it apart.
Yeah, I like that.
Worry is a prayer for that which you don't want to have happen, all that stuff. And unfortunately, I think some of our colleagues in the news media are attending well to this and creating a lot of it that ought not to be. Back in the time when there wasn't as much connection, if you will, there wasn't as much exposure to information or whatever you want to call it, people didn't have the anxieties that they do today. So what you just said is very well put. Excuse me. Anyway, you want to go through the list?
Yeah, let's do it. At number 10, we have technology and privacy. And at number 9, we have scams and fraud.
Wow.
At number 8, we have...
The scams are something else, man.
Don't click on anything.
Nothing. Right.
Because some of it is so innocent looking. Some of it is so real looking.
Your money, your extension, your credit card company has approved an extension. You now have $10,000 of credit. Click here. Yeah, goodbye.
Don't be stupid. I am not a person who likes to use the word hate.
No,
but I have to tell you something, Doug. I hate these people.
They're not even
these
humans.
People.
They're
absolutely.
Subhuman.
They really are.
Mm. How do you live with yourself? Most of them are coming from China or Asia or Russia or the former East Bloc countries. That's where most of it's coming from.
Well, not to blame the people of those lands.
No, we're not blaming the people, the people that allow this to happen are encouraging. The governments, in the case of Russia and China, certainly are encouraging this kind of stuff.
Russia and China, boy, we... Whoa. And that brings us to number eight, U.S.-China relations. China is playing a big role in this. I don't care how politically correct you want to be. All I could say is please, folks, know the difference between the communist government, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Chinese people, especially Chinese American people. It is just wrong to target them.
Well, it just brings up the level of ignorance that people have and what they believe in and their fear-based thinking. That kind of stuff. Arrogant to say that. It is. I can hear somebody down in Mississippi saying, "You arrogant Easterners, you all think alike." No, that's not. Well, we could say that you stupid Mississippians all think alike. That's not true either. But, you know, there's a lot of this stuff going on, and the place for it is long gone. Anyway, excuse me.
Number seven, celebrities with COVID-19. I think that certainly... The fact that Chris Cuomo came down with it, one of the major voices that people see, is remarkable. And he's the brother of the governor of New York, and Cuomo is all over the news. At number six, education and kids in lockdown. At number five, personal relationships. Ooh, is that big. At number four, politics and the presidential race. Number three, markets, the economy, and the relief package. Number two, the healthcare system, which is now, you know, shaking to its core. And at number one, statistics and projections. Back to what you said before, we're talking about numbers. We're talking about, you know, every day, numbers, numbers, numbers. Where is it going? And that's the primary issue being talked about in the national conversation. Makes you long for the days of immigration reform, climate
change,
race relations, gun control, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how everything has changed.
I made a pledge with my colleagues on the DJV show today. This program is put together at the end of the week for the weekend, and I said that we're not going to be all coronavirus all the time starting next week, because there are other things going on in the world. If we have something new to add, some new hope, something that needs to be discussed, but to keep going over, I noticed in a survey, as you were just, your number one story this week are the stats, and that's what people want. They seem to want to have more info about cases in their local area. What does that do to move things forward? It's a curiosity, but how does that help you in your fight to stay healthy and your family to stay well? I don't get necessarily, I guess the two don't necessarily have to go together, but I don't see why.
Well, I mean, obviously, if there are 30 cases in your small town as opposed to no cases, you take that in consideration when you go to the supermarket as to whether you're going to wear a mask, how often you're going to.
Do you have a mask? Have you got a mask?
I have masks, but I have not worn a mask yet. But I have to tell you something. I have not gone anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I have not. I have, in the last 2 weeks, I have been out of my home maybe a total of an hour and a half. I'm going days now. That's not meaning I'm sitting around watching Netflix. I'm one of the most wired people.
You have to be in order to do what you do.
I'm working day and night.
Right. Yeah.
I just happen to have a fully set radio studio and fully equipped office in my home. I have for years, as a matter of fact.
Me too.
Everybody,
you and I are both the same.
Everybody at Talkers has a full system working at home. There is no going to the office anymore for us because of this, and also because we were ahead of the curve.
Do you suppose that's going to do? That's a great entree into one of the things. Before we get to the people, is just to have your experience here. I've been working, as you know, out of my home for almost 30 years doing this program from wherever I'm located, and I can run my other business. I can run the farm to a point, but I had to be on the farm to do that. But in terms of the radio business, all the business I do is with people. I'm certainly not going to go across the street and get an order for a spot sale. So,
well, yeah. In the old days, anything in the advertising business, which is what we are in, we're an extension of the advertising business. You had to be in Hollywood, you had to be in New York, you had to be in Manhattan, you had to be in Chicago. It was very important to be located where in a hub where other people in that business were. That's how Nashville became the country music capital, and Hollywood became the entertainment capital. Businesses tend to cluster in areas where they can do business-to-business relationships on an eyeball-to-eyeball level. That's not necessary anymore. And that is a major change in the paradigm. I was aware of this years ago. When I first was in the radio and trade publishing business, we had to be either in New York or L.A. You couldn't do it otherwise. Otherwise, you were a second-rate player. But not anymore. As a matter of fact, it is a handicap to be in a major urban center, both in terms of cost and in terms of hassle and in terms of times that you waste. Who needs to go out for a two-hour lunch every day with somebody just because you're in the same neighborhood? You could have a quick, you know, encounter on Zoom.
You eat on the fly. Grab a sandwich while you're talking to a client, that sort of thing, right.
Do you want to do the people, or you want to
wait? No, we have to pause here for a moment or two. We'll get to the people list, but we're involved up to our Mickeys here in these stories and the situation as we need to tell the stories that are behind them. Michael has got the exposure to all the talk radio programs and hosts and stuff around the country. That's why these are great anecdotal stories. Speaking of anecdotes, all the doctors that I've talked to on the air this week have said pretty much the same thing, that fitness is the key to your being able to get through this, the underlying causes that require hospitalization mostly have to do with weight. And if you have a long-term weight loss program or you've been successful in cutting down or cutting back on what you're eating, I suppose that this is one of the things that leads us around to giving you a hopeful hint, and that is to use Calitrin, which is the natural weight loss formula that's taken the nation by storm. These people have been in business for 24 years. If they didn't have a successful product, they wouldn't have been able to survive. They've got an 86% success rate. So it's time for you to get into the good health zone by getting your weight down to where it needs to be, the optimum number. And you can consult with your doctor as to what that ought to be. But you know if you're overweight, you know you want to do something about it. So let's spring into action with a spring deal from Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Go to their website, toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV and get, for every three bottles you buy, you get three free and so forth and so on. Buy as many as you want over that three. And you get a second coefficient two times. You get three from six and four to eight and like that. Use the discount code DJV for that deal and to save on the shipping as well. Lose the weight. Stay healthy. Get yourself in tip-top condition so you don't have to worry about getting the virus. Toploss.com to lose the weight. To save the money, use the discount code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Again, last week of March, first part of April, under scrutiny are the stories that are created out of our conversations, and Talkers is right there listening and monitoring and putting this list together. Also, the People List, the top 10. We have not gone through that yet with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So let's do that now, Michael, shall we?
All right. We have, and this is, you know, so many people are being talked about. This is just a stab in the dark based on good information, but it's very fluid. At number 10, we have Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman. That relates to the oil war. Yeah, lovely. I don't know if there's honor among thieves. You know,
who cuts whose throat first?
Yeah, I don't know what else. I'm laughing at the image of it. But then we have at number 9 Prince Charles, Boris Johnson, and I would add to that Chris Cuomo. It's not on our official list, but I would put it there because of his high visibility. You know, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Channel. These have become the town halls of information. And Chris Cuomo, now operating from home, he lost 13 pounds in a few days. And being the brother of Cuomo, of Andrew Cuomo, the Cuomo brothers have become somewhat of an attraction, if you will, in this whole circus.
At number 8, think they look like an... Actually, you remember Mario Cuomo. You probably...
We knew Mario Cuomo.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You and I met him, worked with him.
You know. Yeah, I think it's amazing how much... Remember, this is an aside, quick aside. When I was working at WMCA in New York, the first interview I ever did was with him. The first day I was on the air, I had two interviews. Cuomo was one, and Captain Kangaroo was the other.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but he was very mattered.
Bob Keeshan. Wow.
But he was very, Mario Cuomo was very matter of fact. And it was almost disarming because he was, I thought, anyway. And his kids seemed to be the same. I think Andrew does, anyway. Yeah.
I think Andrew's obviously, although things change, but I think Andrew Cuomo is heading for big stuff.
I
think he's on his way. Yeah. And one of the key talking points on radio has been the buzz among Democrats that he should replace Joe Biden.
Yep.
It's probably not going to happen.
No.
But he's definitely a major, major figure right now and very popular based on this situation. Sort of like how Giuliani rose to tremendous popularity as a result of 9/11. These type of events change careers. They make and they destroy them. It goes both ways. All right, number eight is Xi Jinping. At number seven,
Joe. Destruction. How do we handle that with him?
How
do we get rid of him?
The problem is, if I can go one inch deeper, the problem is that his prime competitor, if you will, his rival for power in the Chinese Communist Party is worse than he is.
He's the moderate.
He's the moderate. Be careful what you wish for. At number seven, we have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Poor Bernie. At number six, Gretchen Whitmer.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe.
He's
poor
finding Joe. Too many microphones around. Trump's got all the mics.
And Joe's appearances from his little den or basement.
Haven't been stellar.
It's not a good thing. But again, I'm saying it doesn't make any difference. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and we still don't know. Number six, Gretchen Whitmer, Ron DeSantis at five, Andrew Cuomo at four, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at three, Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx at two, and Donald Trump at one. Just to get it in before the break, those are the most talked about people.
Almost seems, in a manner of speaking, that Pelosi and McConnell are irrelevant at the moment to the conversation, to the outward conversation, it seems. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back, as we are approaching the bottom of the hour here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is expected to recommend people in COVID-19 hotspots wear masks. As President Trump said yesterday, regulations concerning masks will be coming soon. The Coronavirus Task Force is warning, though, that masks won't be keeping people necessarily from getting the illness, but rather from transmitting the virus to other people. COVID-19 has now killed nearly 6,000 people across the nation. More than 245,000 confirmed cases are in the U.S. as of last night. The Labor Department reporting more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 30th to the 3rd of April. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the lists, a couple of things that jump out when it comes to the discussion of, for example, the economy, number three, the car business. Automakers have a real problem on their hands. The guy that I have on my Monday through Friday program, Nick Miles, from AutoExpert.com, says that this has not happened before since the automobile industry became one of the paramount industries in our country. There hasn't been this kind, even after September 11th and after the crash of 2008-2009, he said business was off maybe 25-30%, but now it's down 50%. And Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Mercedes, General Motors, Ford, all reporting the same kind of significant off. And it's interesting because there still are a lot of ads on TV and radio go buy a car. You don't have to pay for it for 6 months, that kind of stuff. So it's really interesting, and it's a bellwether of what else is going on, I guess, Michael. You go across the country, except I think kudos go to GM, Ford, Lamborghini, Chrysler. They're all making medical supplies. Those are the companies that are helping, and they're donating a lot of the proceeds of what they're being paid to, like Chrysler's giving money to feeding children, donation to No Kid Goes Hungry, and all that kind of stuff. So they're being good citizens. Do you think that's happening with, I guess the president had a number of corporate leaders at the White House this past week. Among them was the guy that runs MyPillow, talking about what he's doing with his plan. So maybe we've got a lot of good turns being turned here, don't you think?
I guess so. I mean, yeah, I hope so, but it's not good.
Businesses are good.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you said 50%. I don't know. How can anybody buy a car? What are you going to do?
Right.
You're going to go to a showroom and go for a test drive with
somebody?
Well,
they tout to be able to buy them online. They'll deliver them to your house, stuff like that. But
yeah,
unless you need one, that takes the fun out of buying the car.
It takes also some of the decision-making that goes into it, you know. Although, I'll tell you something. Everything is moving forward into the future. Perhaps the day will come when cars will be bought online. I mean, we have a trend heading to that. Exactly. We have trends going toward that anyway. I find most people feel that buying a car in the old method is a very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. The old classic car salesman in a plaid suit.
Well, you know, what do you offer for it? Well, all right, let me go back. And there's always a mysterious guy in the back that doesn't come out. And they always win the argument. They always get you. It's very hard to win in that situation. Mm-hmm. Car buying has always been a treacherous endeavor. But how about real estate? You want to go look in somebody's house? You want to go ride around with a realtor? I'll show you five houses this afternoon. You don't buy a house online, although you do take hotels and Airbnbs and things of that nature online. You know, there was once a time when if a person came to a hotel, they would show you a choice of different rooms, and then you would decide whether you wanted it or not.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you remember that from your childhood.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Now they, here's your key. Yep. You don't know what you got until you get there.
No.
You know?
No. So, that's a really interesting reflection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a story that I think defines government and leadership in a way that no other story this week, at least for me, and I'll ask for your opinion, certainly that's why I'm bringing it to you, the story of the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, an aircraft carrier that has just come into port. He was relieved of his duties after he sent a letter to the Pentagon begging for help because hundreds of sailors on his ship have the COVID virus. I mean, side question, how do they get it? Because they've been out at sea. But the rest of it is this guy trying to be a leader, highly thought of by those who are serving presently and have served with him, and yet the brass at the Pentagon yank him.
That's because he rocked the boat.
Yeah, literally.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
He rocked the boat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You know, big organizations operate primarily for their own benefit, for their own continuation. And if it's not part of the plan, part of the party line, the truth is not what they seek. And then all of a sudden the party line changes, and what was false yesterday is true today. That's one of the pitfalls of corporate thinking and big organizational thinking, whether it's military, whether it's private industry, whether it's big-time religion. I mean, come on. You know, you can't go say, hey, but we have a problem here. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, you can if you're in the Army or the Navy, you know, or in some regimented circumstance. You're being unfaithful to leadership, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of that, Anthony, here's one of the name that for me is blowing up in terms of recognition. This guy's been around forever, but who remembers that he's been around forever? Now he's everywhere. He's number two on the list, the people list this week, just behind the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci. saying that the U.S. should be under lockdown. What does that mean? What does that mean? You have to, you're locked in. Somebody's going to put a chain on your door so you can't leave the house. Stay at home is something that's been the mantra. But can you force people to do that?
Well, this is where we're getting into the area of civil liberties, and this is where we're getting into the area that's very scary about the ramifications of this and the loss of liberty. It shows you how quickly some outside element could enter the scenario and immediately take away all our freedoms. And they're hard to get back. And the idea of the government having such control over people as to locking you up in your own house, that's a scary reality. And some people feel they'd rather face the danger of a flu, a disease, coronavirus, than face. Well, I'm talking about the issue as opposed to what I would do, because until facing it, I don't know what I would do. You know, you're going to jump out of a burning building so you don't burn to death, or would you rather die hitting the concrete? I mean, it's called a rock and a hard place, and that's where we are right now. We're between a rock and a hard place, because I got to tell you, when this thing is said and done, and you always hear people, we're never going to be the same. Well, we're never going to be the same is kind of a scary concept. How are we going to be? And what will the nature of the individual to the government, to the private sector and the state, what will that relationship be after this is over? This would be a hell of a way, and I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just talking theoretically, because we're all adults here, I hope. This would be a hell of a way to take control over people's lives by having...
martial law.
Martial law, exactly. Yep. You know, so as people hope for strong government leadership and strong government in this situation, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. And strong government, there's a downside to it. It is complicated stuff, and I'm not advocating anything. I'm simply putting on the table the different issues that we have to deal with theoretically if we want to understand the scope of this intelligently.
One of the other things that people are wondering this week, out loud, is why this circumstance found so many states so unprepared with the number of things that they have in terms of even simple stuff like masks. There should be. We have this FEMA organization, so why haven't they advised everybody is the question, to be prepared for almost anything. That's their job, so why aren't there masks around? Why aren't there ventilators around? Those questions have been asked. And in some cases, it does tend to, if you want to point fingers at local leadership, states that said they didn't want them or they didn't need them, or, you know, it's not a lot of inspired leadership seems to have gone away.
Well, I mean, you know, hindsight is 20/20 vision.
Yep.
You could say is, why are you wasting money on some hypothetical fear that we're going to have a pandemic and spend all that money on ventilators on things? We don't have that happening. I mean, look, you know, it's like sports. You cannot totally defend the field. Sports is that way. It's designed, a good game is designed that neither team has enough personnel and enough resources to completely have an offense and completely have a defense. If you want to defend against one player, you're going to open up another one. That's the whole nature of chess. That's the whole nature of reality. So when you're running a country, you have to allocate resources to where you think they will be needed and assess what the potential
is. Judgment call.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we should have been ready. What if a comet suddenly plows into the earth and we have our whole society is disheveled? Why weren't we more prepared for that? But if somebody says we've got to allocate millions of dollars to protect us from a comet, which is a possibility, people go, yeah. And what are the chances? 1 in 100,000, and we're going to be taxed on that and spend money? So a lot of these arguments are really...
Well, that's the argument. Some going back to Bush, the son, used to cut back at NASA on the programs, the space programs. Well, what do we need all that stuff for? We're not going into outer space. Yeah,
The point is, we can't do everything. If it were football, we can't cover everybody on the field. You have to. You always have weak spots. That's the nature of the game.
Yes.
And am I right? I
mean, yes, you are.
So.
Yep, you are. MyPillow changed their production line. I was talking about Mike Lindell being at the White House this week with the president and a number of other leaders from industry. They changed what's going on at their factories, and that's what's done, what's being done at MyPillow. They're providing masks now. It's all they're making until there are enough for hospitals all around the country and perhaps around the world. They're going to continue on that vogue. But they have the pillow. They've got a big warehouse and a lot of pillows. And what Mike Lindell has decided is he wants to help people through this time. We all know how important it is to stay clean and healthy. That is, wash your sheets, wash the things in the bathroom, wash everything, keep it clean. Do you have a pillow that you can wash and dry? If you don't have a MyPillow, you don't have a pillow you can wash and dry. So right now, Mike Lindell is making it very easy. Go to MyPillow.com. You may remember that I've been talking for the past month about their BOGO deal, buy one, get one free. Well, that's all changed. Now, you can save two-thirds on the purchase of any of the pillows, standard queen pillows, the platinum premium pillows. That's right, save 66% over the original retail cost. So that would be, as an example, the standard or queen-size pillows normally are $69.99. You buy them now at $24.99 using the promo code DJV. Let's get on it. Let's work to keep your home and your family clean and safe. Get the only pillow you can wash and dry, the My Pillows, at MyPillow.com. Save up to 66%. Use the code DJV when you're shopping online at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So when is a TV not just a TV? Well, imagine a huge screen made up of a set of screens that you could piece together without seeing where one screen ends and the other begins. That's the idea behind The Wall from Samsung. Mary Peterson from Samsung explains.
So the modular aspect of The Wall is about these 36-inch rectangle cabinets that are put together to build up the bigger wall. You don't see the borders or the lines at all, and that creates the flexibility. What it actually delivers, though, is a couple of different things. Complete flexibility in size and design if you're using it in a commercial setting in a retail store or in a corporate environment. So then you can actually create a 146-inch 4K experience or a 292-inch 8K experience.
Go to Samsung.com/thewall for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You know, we talked about political leadership here and government leadership. Here are these 1,000-bed hospitals, these Navy ships that are both in port in New York and Los Angeles. And so far, only 2% of the hospitals have been used because of Navy guidelines and regulations that don't allow certain people to get on the ship. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home there? Good God. What yeah. in the world?
I know. When this is all said and done, we're going to be, there's going to be a heck of a post-mortem on this in terms of who's to blame, what did we do wrong. A lot of stuff is going to be exposed in the investigation.
What hope can you leave? As we finish our conversation, we need hope. What hope do you want to leave and impart with people as we finish our conversation?
We're going to get through this. What else could I say? We're going to get through this. The human spirit will prevail, and ultimately, this will bring out the best in us, not the worst in us. It's going to expose where we're weak and where we're strong, and in the end, we'll be better off for it. But it's going to be a rough ride until we get to that point. Chin up and let's go get them. You know.
Yep. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but
I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a respite from the usual stuff that's going around in circles in terms of the real world. Return with us now to those thrilling days, folks, in the 1980s when Eddie Murphy led the Beverly Hills Cops. And they were characters. That was a wonderful movie. So, all right, we're playing this theme. A lot of talk about the fourth. This would be the fourth one, right? Fourth Beverly Hills Cop. What's going on with it? It had started production, hadn't it?
That I don't know. We play the music, Doug, because Eddie Murphy is 59 years old today. Beverly Hills Cop.
Right. Yeah.
The number one grossing film of 1984. In my opinion, the best year genre movies ever had. Beverly Hills Cop, Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Karate Kid, Gremlins, so on. And so Terminators, The Revenge of the Nerds. There was so many great films in 1984, but Beverly Hills Cop, Rule of Roost, is the most popular movie that year. Yeah, I went to see that movie like 8 or 10 times in the theater, one of the great audience participation movies of all time. I remember people yelling back at the screen, having an absolutely great time, and Eddie Murphy was awesome as a lead character, Axel Foley. He's 59 years old today. As far as Beverly Hills Cop 4, they are planning to do it. It will not go theatrical, though. It is a Netflix production. Netflix bought the rights from Paramount, so that should be interesting. Although Coming to America 2 will be a theatrical release. That is a Paramount movie, and it is in the can, as they say, that has been filmed. I believe that will come out next year, if I'm wrong, but it might be later this year, but definitely 2021, Coming to America 2.
So one of the things, especially get to the end of the week, we pride ourselves in is looking at the new movies that are coming out of the theater this weekend.
Now, I know.
The normal is there aren't any that are coming out. A lot of people are watching some of the more television shows. You see that watching viewing is up on the regular standard networks, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, for the shows. Mm-hmm. By as many as 2 million. I looked at a stat yesterday.
That,
the numbers are up to 8-9 million for the show that's been around, what, 19 years, one of the Shondaland shows.
Okay.
What's her face? Pompeo is the star of it. Now the title is lost.
Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy, that's it, right, yeah.
Okay.
Viewership up on that.
Well,
and the lead
no surprise, people have to do something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, you can read a good book.
I did read a survey of interest. They took a poll and they asked people, will you go back to movie theaters? And the poll overwhelmingly said, yes, I definitely will go back to movie theaters. But people did say with a caveat, they will have a little bit of a wait and see, probably first month, but they will go back. You know, I was in the travel business. I was in timeshare during 9/11. And I remember a lot of people saying when my sales force got back on the phone that they would travel, go to Florida, because I did a lot of Orlando vacations at that time. But they said they would never get on an airplane again. That was an overwhelming response.
How silly that
is. But obviously people did get back on airplanes. So people will go back to a norm and go back to movie theaters. I hope so, because I would, you know, I'm going to a movie is part of our, you know, our culture.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a very important part of our culture. So, yeah, I want people to go back to theaters as soon as possible.
I love going to the theater. I love going to movies in the theater. One of the things, though, as you look at you mentioned things going back to the way they are. I'm hoping that when it comes to travel and entertainment, that is something we go back to. But I hope some of the other stuff that we are confronting now head on, we don't go back to thinking the way, especially when it comes to relationships and our animosity and anger toward people. And maybe the movies are kinder and gentler. Maybe our lives will be, you know, that's something that I hope for, maybe because I'm a Pollyanna. But I think that this is doing a lot to help us understand how maybe we ought to be living. And maybe the movies that are really good will become more of a focus instead of those stupid, the techo movies that, you know, there's nothing to them except crash and burn. That's something I'd like to see. It kind of change, turn around, whatever. But that's just me.
Sure, it's a good thought. You know, it's interesting. Obviously, studios do feel there's some sort of an end game because A Quiet Place 2, which was pushed back from April to an unknown date, is now going to come out September 4th. And then Maverick Top Gun has been pushed back, I think, 5 months. Now it's going to be, it was supposed to be a July release. Now it's going to be a December release. So if they didn't push it back into 2021, it is on the calendar year. And I have to believe by the end of July, sometime in July, August, bigger movies are going to be playing back.
I think you're going to see a lot of the apex and then a quick down. Let's hope. Chuck Kerr.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.